This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Groups looking to repeal a ban on flavored tobacco products in Denver have outraised those looking to keep the law on the books. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Vape shops and others who want to keep flavored tobacco legal in Denver have raised about $285,000 to fight a ballot measure. That's about 10 times the total for those who want the policy passed by city council last year to remain in place. Phil Guerin, a vape shop owner, says his side wants Denverites to vote no.
That this is a better alternative and should be regulated for responsible adults, that bans don't work, that this does nothing to protect children.
Both sides expect an expensive fight. Voters weigh in this fall. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Two bills introduced by Colorado Congress members passed the House today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Congresswoman Brittany Pederson's bipartisan bill on romance scam prevention passed the House via voice vote. It would require online dating apps to notify members if a profile was banned for fraud. She led a similar bill last Congress. Senator John Hickenlooper is helping lead his chamber's version of the same bill. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Gabe Evans's bipartisan bill, the Global Investment in American Jobs Act, also passed via voice vote. It would require an interagency review and a report to Congress on how the U.S. could get more foreign direct investment. A similar bill passed the House last Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News.